ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ரா சாப்டர் 4 பாதா 3. அர்ச்சிராதிதிகரணம் அர்ச்சிராதினா தத் பிரதிதேஹே. வாய்வதிகரணம் வாயும் அப்தாத்து அவிசேஷ விசேஷாபியாம். தடிததிகரணம் தடிதகாம் அதி வருணகா சம்பந்தாத். ஆதிவாகிகாதிகரணம் ஆதிவாகிகாக தல்லிங்காத். உபய வியாமோகாது தத் சித்தேகே. வைத்தியுதேனைவ ததா தஸ்ருதேகே. காரியாதிகரணம் காரியம் பாதரிஹி அஸ்ய கத்யுபபத்தேஹே. விசேஷிதத்வாச்ச சாமீப்யாது தத்வ்யபதேஷஹ. காரியாத்யே தத் அத்யக்ஷேண சஹ அதஹ பரம் அபிதானாத். ஸ்மிருதேஷ்ச பரம் சைமினிஹி முக்கியத்வாத். தர்ஷனாச்ச நச்ச காரியே ப்ரதிபத்யபிசந்திஹி. அப்ரதீக ஆலம்பன அதிகரணம் அப்ரதீக ஆலம்பனாத் நயதி இதி பாதராயணஹ. உபயதா அதோஷாத் தத்க்ருதுஸ்ச விசேஷஞ்ச தர்ஷயதி. வி என்டர்ட் இன் டு தி நெக்ஸ்ட் பாதா சாப்டர் 4 பாதா 4 ஆஃப் பிரம்மசூத்ரா அண்ட் ஸ்டார்டட் வித் தி ஃபஸ்ட் சூத்ரா. சம்பத்யா விப சம்பத்யாவிர்பாவாதிகரணம் சம்பத்தி ஆவிர்பாவஹா ஸ்வேன சப்தாத். இஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சூத்ரா 4th பாதா 534th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. வி வர் சீயிங் தி ஜெனரல் அனாலிசிஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் சூத்ரா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். மோக்ஷா is not a status but comes to light or manifestation of original status after dropping the superimposed notion. Now what is the proof that new status is not acquired? What is the basis for Vyasacharya's conclusion? When there is a clear verb, actually we saw emerges and all that, how to say that new status has not come? Further, Vyasacharya says, read the mantra again. There is an expression, Svena Rupena. The Jivatma comes out in its original nature. The very word, original, that itself means it is not new one. It is intrinsic one. Whatever is Swarupam cannot be Agantukam. Agni Ushnatvat, like the heat, is the nature of Agni. And then the question will come, if it is original nature, it was there before also, then why should Upanishad use the word arise? It arises, it says. It's a contradiction. How do you explain this contradiction? For this we say that the original nature arrive, the original nature seems to arrive because of the removal of the false notion. It's a seeming arrival. It is not actual arrival, but seeming arrival. For this, I gave the example of Karna. Karna Kaunteya status is after Kunti's Mahavakyam, that you are my son. It did not arrive, but it seemingly arrived. Previously, it was obstructed by false notion. False notion, Pratibandha, is now removed on gaining the true knowledge. So the manifestation of Swarupam, when obstacle is removed, appears as though a new arrival. It is aupacharika utpatti and not vastavika utpatti. When jnani claims liberation, initially he has lot of excitement of losing bandha and all that. Initially from the standpoint of mithya bandha. From that angle, moksha is an excitement. And when he really looks back, the false bandha, the mithya bandha, he thinks liberation is not a real exciting thing at all. It is swabhavikam for him. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. సంపత్యావిర్భావః స్వేన శబ్దాత్. ఆవిర్భావః ది మోక్ష నేచర్ దట్ స్టేటస్ కమ్స్ టు మేనిఫెస్టేషన్. ఐ షుడ్ నాట్ యూస్ ద వర్డ్ స్టేటస్, ఐ జస్ట్ యూస్ ఇట్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డిస్కషన్. మోక్ష ఇస్ నేచర్, వన్స్ రియల్ నేచర్ కమ్స్ టు మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ సంపద్యే ఆఫ్టర్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది వన్నెస్ విత్ బ్రహ్మన్. స్వేన శబ్దాత్, దిస్ ఈస్ నోన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఓన్ నేచర్ స్వేన. అండ్ ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఇస్ సంపద్య మీన్స్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ పరంజ్యోతి. వి ఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ పరంజ్యోతి. ఉపసంపద్య ఆఫ్టర్ మెర్జింగ్ ఇన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్టర్ బ్రహ్మ ఐక్యం. ఆఫ్టర్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ దర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ఫిజికల్ మెర్జర్ అట్ ఆల్. ఆవిర్భావ కమింగ్ టు మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ప్రతిబంధ నివృత్య, ఇట్ ఈస్ గెయిన్డ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది రిమూవల్ ఆఫ్ ప్రతిబంధ, విచ్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఫాల్స్ నోషన్. ద ఓల్డ్ స్టేటస్ కమ్స్ టు మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ అండ్ న్యూ స్టేటస్ డస్ నాట్ అరైజ్. ఓల్డ్ స్టేటస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ నిత్యముక్త, దట్ ఓన్లీ కమ్స్ టు మేనిఫెస్టేషన్. నౌ నో న్యూ స్టేటస్ హస్ కమ్. సో ద పూర్వపక్షిస్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ న్యూ స్టేటస్ అరైవల్, అరైవల్ ఆఫ్ అ న్యూ స్టేటస్ దట్ ఈస్ నెగేటెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్. సో స్వేన శబ్దాత్, ఇట్ మీన్స్ యూ కమ్ టు నో ఫ్రమ్ ద ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ స్వేన మీన్స్ స్వరూపం, నాట్ ఎ న్యూ స్టేటస్. ఇట్ కమ్స్ విత్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ ఓల్డ్ నేచర్, అన్అబ్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ ఓల్డ్ నేచర్ దట్ అపియర్స్ న్యూ. లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ గోల్డ్ షైనింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ క్లీనింగ్. వ్యాసాచార్య రెఫ్యూటెడ్ ది ఐడియా బై టేకింగ్ ది క్రూషియల్ వర్డ్ స్వేన రూపేణ. ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ ఒరిజినల్ నేచర్ ఇట్ ఎమర్జెస్ స్వేన రూపేణ. It is its intrinsic nature. It is not incidental nature, and therefore it is not acquired nature at all. Then the Purvapakshi asks, if the original nature is already there, why should the Upanishad say it comes out as liberated one? It is already there. What is this coming out as liberated one? There must be some speciality intended by the Shruti, because it is Shruti Vakyam. For that Vyasacharya says, there seems to be speciality, but there is no speciality. Seems in quotes. There seems to be speciality, but there is no speciality at all. Previously, Jiva was associated with superimposed bondage. And now it is not associated with superimposed bondage. And the freedom from superimposition appears as new nature. Therefore, the verb becomes, because it says becomes, that should be taken as only a figurative word. There is one more aside point also from the Purvapakshi. Some other commentators have hinted this, even though Shankaracharya has not directly told. Vyasacharya said, the word Svena Rupena is important and it means liberation is intrinsic nature. Then he said, if the word Svena Rupena in its right meaning, the word Abhinishpatete must be taken as figurative for both, or because both of them are otherwise contradiction. The word of becoming and original nature cannot go together. Becoming and original nature cannot go together. If we say becoming means, we cannot say original nature. Swarupam and Abhinishpatete, they will not go together. So because that is what the word used here in the Upanishad. And how do we resolve it? We resolved it as, we took Swarupam in its primary meaning, and this Abhinishpati is a figurative expression. Purvapakshi asked to resolve the contradiction, and so you take one word in primary meaning, and the other uncomfortable word is a figurative meaning. That's what you do. He tells Siddhanti, why not take the other way around? You, Jiva, becomes liberated. All take moksha as a new status. You get liberated and take moksha as a new status acquired by the jiva. Why cannot you take Abhinishpadhyaya as in its primary sense and Svena Rupena in figurative sense? Why not Svena as Sviya? So why don't you put it that way? This is Purvapakshi's question. And for that, Siddhanti's answer is what? Okay, let us assume this possibility. Jivatma does not have moksha as an intrinsic nature and it is an acquired status. That's what you want to tell? Okay, let us take it that stand. Then the problem will be, moksha also will be the temporary status. If you take it this way, moksha also will become a temporary status. It will also be as the acquired thing in time, as good as Indra or Prajapati status, a time-bound status. Even Prajapati, Brahmaji, even for him, even though it is a long time, it is still a finite, time-bound one. If it is incidental nature, it will be anityam. You will tell Jiva attained moksha, a temporary one, because moksha is temporary one according to you now. So all darshanas will work for nitya moksha or shashvata ananda, and all of them talk about eternal heaven, and they come to moksha shastra not for impermanent result, and they come for permanent result. That is why everybody wants to go to moksha, gain moksha. If it is impermanent result, why to come to karmakanda itself or come to jnanakanda? Any of those things, no need. If nitya moksha is also incidental, it cannot be called nitya moksha at all. And Veda has promised nitya palam. And therefore, this Abhinishpanti must be figurative word. It should not be a permanent word. Now let us go to the second sutra. This we saw in the last class. I just only summarized. Muktaha pratijnanath is the second sutra, fourth pada, fourth chapter, 535th running Brahma Sutra. Here Vyasacharya answers a possible question based on the same mantra. Jivatma detaches from body and merges into Paramatma and comes out in its original nature. So this is the discussion. Now Purvapakshi asks, the Upanishad only says Jivatma comes out in its original nature and it does not say Mukta Swarupa. He says, Purvapakshi, you see how he argues. He says, Upanishad only says Jivatma comes out in its original nature. But it does not say it is Mukta Swarupam. Original nature is Mukta Swarupam, it doesn't say. You only are saying, and it is not there in the Upanishad. How am I to understand that it is the liberated nature? That is his question. For which Vyasacharya gives the answer in this sutra. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. Here he says, if you see the development of the entire teaching, you can understand this. Who says to whom? Vyasacharya tells this to Purvapakshi. If you take one mantra, you cannot follow anything. Only if you see the entire development from Pratijna Vakyam itself, then only you can understand it clearly. The Upanishad begins the teaching in the 8th chapter, 7th section of Chandogya Upanishad and concluded in 12th section. This we mentioned in the last class itself. There the Upanishad says, Prajapati, Brahmaji, talks about Paramatma in the beginning by giving the virtues or glory of Paramatma. In that mantra that we read yesterday in the last class, 8.7.1, 8th chapter, 7th section, 1st mantra. Yaha atma apahata papma vijaraha vimrutyuhu vishokaha vijigatsaha apipasaha satyakamaha satyasankalpaha saha anveshtavyaha saha vijnasitavyaha sa sarvagumscha lokan apnoti sarvagumscha kaman yastamatmanam anuvidya vijanati iti ha prajapati ruvacha. This is what Prajapati said. So general Prajapati Brahmaji. Generally, Brahmaji broadcasts, he gives an advertisement regarding the Brahman, the Ashtavida Visishta Paramatma. Actually, the story comes in that thing where Brahma gave an advertisement inviting students to learn this vidya. Not many students came. He got only two students, Indra and Virochana, I mentioned in the last class. So here one has to seek that Paramatma and know it. That is what Prajapati says. So when you see Paramatma, we find Paramatma is free from all evils. Paramatma is free from all evils. Paramatma is free from all papams, without papam, thirst, hunger, and in short, Paramatma does not have any samsara at all. This is heard by Devaraja Indra and Asura Raja Virochana. Both of them heard this statement from Prajapati. And they request Brahmaji to teach Mukta Paramatma. Please teach me the Mukta Paramatma. And Brahmaji asks whether you are Vishwa Jivatma, and in Chandogya Upanishad, Vishwa Jivatma is Akshi Purusha. In Chandogya Upanishad, all these discussions have come. We have seen it. I'm just only paraphrasing them here instead of going into the discussion. So Vishwa, yesterday I mentioned Vishwa, Taijasa, and Virat, Pragnya. So yesterday I told all these three. Vishwa refers to Sula Shariram, and Taijasa refers to Sukshma Shariram, and Pragnya refers to Karana Shariram. Or we can say Virat, Hiranyagarbha, and Ishvara. So in Vishwa Jivatma, in Chandogya, that is Akshi Purushaha. And when Vishwa, the waker, and Paramatma is equated, naturally there will be difficulty in understanding. When Vishwa, the waker, in Jagratavastha, and Paramatma is equated, naturally there will be difficulty in understanding. Why? Because waker is limited individual and Paramatma is all pervading. Brahmaji said, you have to take waker Jivatma after separating from Stula Shariram and take the Lakshyartha. So don't just imagine the waker Jivatma. You remove the Stula Shariram and then take the Lakshyartha. So separate the Shariram and take Chaitanyam, and Vishwa creation and Paramatma Chaitanyam are identical. You have to think that way. That is what Brahmaji tells Indra. And Prajapati said, this Vishwa is Paramatma. That Vishwa is Paramatma. Vishwa, your imagination of body, the Stula Shariram, minus that is Paramatma. And Indra commits a blunder, and instead of separating Stula Shariram, taking consciousness alone, instead of doing that, he mixes the Stula Shariram also and takes the Vachyartha. Vachyartha Vishwa and Paramatma cannot be identical because Vaker is riddled with problems. Therefore, Indra is not able to swallow that answer. Therefore, he goes back and again comes back after some time. And he asks, how can I be Vishwa and Paramatma? And now he introduces, Brahmaji introduces next one, Taijasa Jivatma, and equates him with Paramatma. And Taijasa Jivatma is called Swapna Purushaha. And Taijasa Jivatma is consciousness contained in the Sukshma Sharira. So earlier, Vishwa Jivatma was consciousness contained in the Stula Shariram. Now here, he is Jagratavastha. Here, Taijasa Jivatma is consciousness contained in the Sukshma Shariram in Sushupti Avastha, Swapnavastha. And when Prajapati meant Taijasa Jivatma is Lakshyartha and takes Sukshma Shariram, and see Paramatma Ikya, take away Sukshma Paramatma Ikya. Here also Indra commits the same blunder. Instead of separating the Sukshma Shariram, includes Sukshma Shariram also, and instead of Upahita Chaitanyam, he takes Visishta Chaitanyam, Guna Visishta Chaitanyam, and goes and comes back again. And asks, how can Taijasa be free? Sukshma Shariram. And says, I have more problem in dream than in Jagratavastha. He has more problems in dream than Jagratavastha. So if Taijasa is free, why should one pray for avoiding the Swapna? Because a lot of people always pray, I don't want to have any bad Swapnas at all. Then Prajapati tells, I will teach once again. And third time, he equates Pragnya Jivatma with Paramatma. Pragnya Jivatma is called Sukti or Sukta Purushaha. Here also, Sukta Purushaha is consciousness enclosed in the Karana Shariram. And Prajapati wanted Indra to remove the Karana Shariram, and Indra complains again, in Sushupti, I am not even aware of my existence. Swapna Avastha, we want to avoid. And Sushupti Avastha, I am not even aware of my own existence. And I feel I am not existent at all in Sushupti. And again Indra goes, and so he comes back again. Now Prajapati gives some more clues. He says, these are all in the Upanishad. These stories are all there in the Upanishad. He says, previously he said that contained consciousness alone, earlier, whether it is Vishwa, Taijasa, or Pragnya, and wanted not to take the container of the consciousness, and he wanted him to take the content, the consciousness. Container is all the Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, all that, the Karana Shariram. He wants them to be removed. And then this is the this is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. This is in the logic, Bhagatyaga Lakshana. You remove one part and understand the correct part. And Prajapati, one part is what? Here, Shariram part. You remove it, understand the Chaitanya. And Prajapati said, I wanted you to know the Shariram and had some problem. And as long as you include the body in you, you will have samsara only. Wanted you to know, shariram will have problem. So you should remove it. As long as you keep associated with that, identifying with that, you will have samsara. Then he makes the statement, as long as sharira sambandha is there, samsara will be there. Sharira sambandha tyaga alone is moksha. That is what Brahmaji teaches him. Shariram sambandha tyagaha. And sharira viyogaha is paramatma aikyam. Then he says in the 8th chapter, 12th section of 3rd mantra of Chandogya Upanishad, that says, these are all mantras we have seen, quoted earlier. Eva me vaisha samprasataha asmat charirat samuttayam param jyotihim upasampadya svena rupena abhinishpadyate. Saha uttama purusha. Saha tatra pariyeti jakshat kridan ramamanaha tribhirvam yanairvam jnathibhirvam na upajanagum smaranna. Idagum shariragum saha yata prayogya acharane yuktaha evameva ayam aspin sharire prano yuktaha. When the vishwa gets out of stula shariram and taijasa separates from sukshma shariram and prajna separates from karana shariram, then you discover this paranjyoti and merge into paramatma. So if you remove the three sharira sambandha, you become one with Paramatma. That is the teaching. So in all the three containers, only one consciousness is there. In all the three containers, only one consciousness is there. And that one consciousness is same as Paramatma. So Ashtaguna Visishta Paramatma Aikya Pratyaya is that. And separate the three bodies, you will merge with Paramatma, is the teaching. Of whom? Prajapati to Indra. And again in the 8th chapter, 7th section, 1st mantra of Chandogya that we saw just now said, Yaha Atma, Apahata Papma, Vijaraha, Vimrityuhu, Vishokaha, Vijigatsaha, Apipasaha, Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha. All these various attributes. I'm going to come back to them again also. So Paramatma Aikya means Moksha, because Paramatma is Nitya Muktaha. That is only Moksha. Therefore, the entire teaching is to reveal that you, the Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna, is Mukta Purushaha only. And Mukta Paramatma Rupena, you are Mukta Purushaha only. Only thing is, delete the identification of the bodies. The Mukta Paramatma, after Aikyam, is also given a title, Uttama Purushaha, in this particular shloka that we read. Uttama Purushaha. So, we have four Purushas now. Akshi Purusha is Vishwa. Swapana Purusha is Taijasa, Sukta Purusha is Prajna, and Uttama Purusha is Turiya. These are all the four Purushas. Brahmaji taught this to Indra. So if you want to note Akshi Purusha, it is in 8.7.4, 8th chapter, 7th mantra, 7th section, 4th mantra. Swapana Purusha in 8.10.1, and Sukta Purusha is 8.11.1, and Uttama Purusha in 8.12.3 in Chandogya Upanishad. Just to give you the reference, if somebody is interested in to go and look at those mantras and refer to the meaning in the lectures. So Uttama is superlative. And Indra's journey is now over. And he has attained Mukti. Now we come to know from the Pratigya Vakyam, Svena Rupena means Mukta Paramatma Rupena. Svena Rupena is, Svena refers to only Mukta Paramatma only. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Muktaha pratijnanat. Muktaha pratijnanat. Second sutra, fourth pada, fourth chapter, 535th running Brahma Sutra. Muktaha, muktaha refers to the jiva is free. Muktaha. Pratijnanat. This is known from the initial proposition. Pratijna vakyam it is. This is known from the pratijna vakyam. And now the significance of the words. Muktaha. Muktaha means the swarupam. Mentioned where? In Chandogya Upanishad 8.12.3 that we just saw. Mukta Swarupam. This is known from the Pratigna Vakya. And in the 8th chapter, 7th section, 1st mantra of Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad also tells the same thing. Therefore, Jivatma after Aikyam should be Muktaha only. Now let us go to the next sutra of this Adhikarana. Atma Prakaranat. It's also a simple sutra. ஆத்ம பிரகரணா தேர்ட் சூத்ரா ஃபோர்த் பாதா ஃபோர்த் சாப்டர் 536th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. ஹியர் அகெயின் அனதர் பூர்வபக்ஷி கம்ஸ். ஹீ சேஸ், ஐ கேனாட் அக்செப்ட் யுவர் இன்டர்பிரிட்டேஷன். வி செட் வாட் வி செட், ஜீவாத்மா டிட்டாச்சஸ் ஃப்ரம் த த்ரீ ஷரீரம். Thereafter, we said this Jivatma gets Nitya Mukta Paramatma Aikya. That's what we said. Shariram, minus Shariram. It is Paramatma Aikya. And who is that Nitya Paramatma? And the one who is said in 8.7.1 of Chandogya. Because Jivatma merges into Nitya Mukta Paramatma, Jivatma becomes Muktaha. This was our argument. And Purapakshi asks, where is the word Nitya Mukta Paramatma in the mantra? There is no such word at all in that mantra. Upanishad uses the word Paranjyoti, and where Jyoti means Atma, and the word Jyoti means light, light only. Paranjyoti means superior light, great light. And I am willing to take great light as Suryaha. Why are you talking, bringing all this Paramatma and Purupakshi says the great light is Surya. But Surya is Paramjyoti, and therefore Paramatma merges into Karya Jyoti, the Prakasha, and therefore Jivatma is within the world only. That is what we argue. When you say Surya, Surya, if you say Surya is Paramjyoti, that means Paramatma merges into Karya Jyoti, because Surya is Karyam. It is a creation, it's the effect, the Prakasha. And therefore Jivatma is within the world only. World only is the created object, Mithya. And he says he cannot accept Nithi. And then thinking that it is Surya. So your answer is what? In this context, Jyoti means Atma, not Surya. Because of two reasons. One is, even though in common parlance, Jyoti means light, and in scriptural language, the word Jyoti is often used in the sense of Paramatma. In scriptural language, the word Jyoti is always used in the sense of Paramatma. Presenting Paramatma as light is common in the scriptures. We have several mantras to support our view. We have explained the reason in the Upanishad class also for this. I will just only mention. The consciousness is called the light. The definition of light is what? In whose presence things are known, and in whose absence things are not known. That is light. When there is light, you know things. When there is no light, you cannot know things. I am able to see all of you because of Surya Prakasha. Here in this case, the light Prakasha. All those people who turned on their videos, others suppose they are all in darkness. If you take this definition, you will call Surya and Chandra are lights only. So in the presence of sense organs, Shabda, they are all known. So they throw light. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, even words are called the light. That is why when a speech is very informative, we call it enlightening speech. Because he threw light on many important things. Mind is also called the Jyoti. And if your mind is not there, you will not know what I am talking also. If your mind is not there with you, if it has gone elsewhere, not in the class. So extending that, ultimate light is called the consciousness. And consciousness is called the soul as light because all the others are lights because of consciousness. Because of consciousness only, every other thing is called the light. Sense organs can light up, mind can light up, borrowing light from Atma. But Atma is light without thing, without depending on anything else. Atma is light without the dependency on any other external light. Therefore, others are called Aparam Jyoti, while consciousness is called Paramjyoti. Why I'm saying all this is to essentially communicate the understanding that Chaitanyam, consciousness, Paramatma is called Paramjyotihi, light. Therefore, our answer is in scriptures, Jyoti is used in the sense of Paramatma, light. And the second reason is the topic is about Paramatma. In the very beginning, Paramatma is introduced. The whole Prakaranam is Paramatma. And while talking about Paramatma, how can Upanishad suddenly talk about Surya? Yeah, that is, yeah, Surya is the light. Talking about Paramatma, why you bring in Surya at all there? When I say sun, in this context, you will put appropriate spelling. Actually, sun is not S-O-N, sun. In Putra context, you will write it as sun. Since it is Paramatma, Paramatma Prakaranam, Paramjyoti should be understood as Paramatma only. Paramjyoti should be understood as Paramatma only in this context. And after this, the Upanishad talks about Mukti and also glories of a Mukta Purushaha. Upanishad talks about all that. I'm not detailing all of them. I'm only mentioning them here, enumerating here. Mukta Purusha enjoys and moves about. And moksha description is given in the mantra that we just read. Mukta Purusha, he enjoys and he moves about. And the description of moksha is also given. If it is Surya Devata, how can Upanishad talk about Uttama Purusha moving about in Surya Devata, Surya Mandalam and all that? Superlative cannot be used because it is a Karya Devata, Surya. Because Paramatma Prakaranam and Moksha Palam and scriptural convention, we have to conclude Paranjyoti means Paramatma based on all this. Because Upanishad, so superlative is used because of Paramatma Prakaranam it is. And moksha palam it is, and also scriptural convention also, we have to conclude Paranjyoti means Paramatma. That is why Swena Rupena means Mukta Rupe only. Now let us give the words analysis of this sutra. The word Paranjyoti refers to Paramatma. And Prakaranat means because of the context. Because of the context, it should be taken as Paramatma only, not any other light. Here Vyasacharya analyzed the meaning of Paranjyoti. It is Jyoti, it is something luminous and something shining. And therefore, Purvapakshi assumes that Jyoti means some Bhautika Jyoti. And the significance of the adjective Param is Paranjyoti. That adjective Param is what? That Visheshana. There are many luminaries in the sky, like sun, stars and all that. Of all of them, Surya Jyoti is the biggest one and Paranjyoti. Purvapakshi takes it as Surya Jyoti. When we discussed this mantra in Chandogya, we went through all these discussions. I am only paraphrasing them here. Vyasacharya, Purvapakshi's contention, his confusion. And Vyasacharya refutes this contention because we talk of liberation here. Surya Bhagavan cannot give liberation. Because why? Surya Bhagavan itself is a Karya Jyoti. It's a Karya, it's an effect. Since it falls within the Karya Prapancha, it is perishable. Anything that falls in Karya Prapancha is perishable. Merging with perishable Karya Jyoti, one cannot get liberation at all. Mukti. From the context, we have to take Karana Jyoti, which is nothing but Atma Jyoti. So this Param Jyoti should not be a Karya Jyoti. It should be a Karana Jyoti. Karana Jyoti means Atma Jyoti. Jyoti Jyoti, Swayam Jyoti, Atma Jyoti, Shivamika. That is what Adi Shankara wrote it. Brahmajnanavali Mala. How can you say Atma is Jyoti or luminary? In Shastras, the word light can refer to spiritual light also, although in Laukika Vyavahara, it is material light. Jyoti often refers to non-material spiritual light in Vedanta. And Shankaracharya pointed out that such an expression is found in Shruti and Smriti also in various places. And so many references are given. In Mundaka Upanishad also, second Mundaka, second section, first mantra. Avihi, sannihitam guhacharam nama mahatpadagum atraitat samarpitam. Here the word avihi, that refers to Jyoti Rupa Atma only. Then in Mundaka Upanishad again, the second Mundaka, second section, ninth mantra. Hiranmaye pare koshe. Virajam Brahma Nishkalam Tachubram Jyotisham Jyotihi. So it is called Jyotisham Jyotihi. And in again Brihadaranyaka, fourth chapter, third section, ninth mantra, the last line, Atrayam Purushaha Swayam Jyotihi Bhavati. Swayam Jyotihi Bhavati. So the whole section reveals the self-effulgent light of consciousness. And of course, in the Gita also, we know this slokas. Jyotisha amapita jyotihi tamasapparamuchyate jnanam yeyam jnana gamyam hridisarvasya vishtitam. There are several such context where Jyoti means Chaitanya. So in this context, Paranjyoti should be translated as Paramatma. And this topic has been discussed previously also in the 8.12.3 Achandogya. That we saw in the previous sutra. And that word Paranjyoti has been taken for analysis here. And Vyasacharya has established that Jyoti means Paramatma only. Actually, in Brahma Sutra also, the first chapter, third pada, 40th sutra, the very Adhikaranam is called Jyoti Adhikaranam itself. Vyasacharya does not therefore go to detail here. He expects us to remember that first pada, first chapter. So this Chandogya Upanishad the reveals that Jnani becomes one with Brahman instantaneously on gaining Jnana. There is no time lag at all. The moment a person gains, owns up his Brahmanhood, he becomes, he is Brahman. Jivan Mukti is the palam of Brahma Vidya. Now let us see the significance of the words. Atma Prakaranate. Atma here means what? The word Jyoti occurring in 8.12.3 of Chandogya Upanishad. That is Atma. And the word Paranjyoti is said here. So we should take it as Paramatma because it is said Paranjyoti. Prakaranat means the very context is the reason. The context being liberation. What is the context here? Liberation, moksha. Light means liberation here. Now let us go to the next adhikarana. Avibhagena drishtatva adhikarana. Avibhagena drishtatva adhikaranam. Avibhagena drishtatva is the sutra. Fourth sutra, fourth pada, fourth chapter, 444. 537th running Brahma Sutra. Now let us see a general introduction to this adhikaranam, one sutra. And the subject matter of the adhikaranam is the very same Chandogya Upanishad mantra that we read earlier. Evameva samprasataha asmacharira samuttaya param jyotihi upasampatya swanarupena abhinishpadyate, all that. We read this mantra just now in the previous discussion. And in the previous adhikaranam, we analyzed the word paranjyoti. And even before that, we analyzed the word swanarupena abhinishpadyate. So now Vyasacharya analyzes the word upasampadyate. Here the word upasampadyate is there. So param jyotihi upasampadya. Then so on repent and all that. So upasampadyate. Literally the word means approaching or entering. Upasampadyate means approaching or entering. Close and intimate approach is the meaning of the word upasampadyate. Now the question is, who is doing with whom? Who is going close to whom or entering? And Jivatma is intimately and closely reaching Paramatma. Is it the question? Is Jivatma, is that intent saying here, upasampatyate? Does it mean Jivatma is intimately and closely reaching Paramatma? Intimate reaching or entering is mentioned in the mantra. Now the controversy is what? What do we mean by intimate entering? Will Jivatma merge into Paramatma or inseparably will merge with it in such a way you cannot differentiate which is which? It inseparably they will merge. After merger, you don't know which is Jivatma, which is Paramatma. It is called Avibhagena Upasampatti. Avibhagena. It is indistinguishable merger. Or does it mean Jivatma merges with Paramatma and the differences continue? Jivat continues as infinite Jivatma and Paramatma continues as infinite and then both join together. Body and dress are intimate. Even then, body continues to remain as dress. Dress continues to remain as dress and body continues to remain as body. Both do not merge as such. So the individuality is maintained. Jivatma and Paramatma, they remain separable. Undistinguishable even after merger, that is called vibhagena upasampati. But sutra doesn't say that. Sutra says avibhagena, it says. So Purupakshi says that there is no total merger at all. Jivatma cannot become Paramatma and Paramatma cannot become Jivatma. Paramatma is Paramatma, Jivatma is Jivatma. And they continue to remain as such even after gaining liberation or jnanam. That is Purupakshi's contention. So total merger is not accepted by some people. You remain different from Paramatma, and Jivatma will continue to depend on Paramatma even after gaining jnana. Before jnanam, I consider myself independent. And after study, I have become dependent on Paramatma. Dependence on Lord is Vishesha Paratantrika. It is called Paratantrika, dependence. And this will give ananda. For him, because by merger with the Paramatma, depending on Paramatma, he gets ananda. And we say that no, the merger is absolute and total. There is no such merger at all. It is total merger. Avibhagena Aikyam. Not Vibhagena, but Avibhagena Aikyam. We say there is no question of merger itself also. Only when we take Jivatma and Paramatma as different, then only we have to see the merger is total or partial. But we take Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, then the merger itself does not arise. When we take this, there is no merger at all. There is no merger at all, and there is only one Chaitanyam with two different names. Two different names, Jivatma, Paramatma. In Advaita, merger means, again, the dropping the notion that there are two things to merge together. Therefore, Purupakshi is Vibhagena Upasampattihi, and Advaitin is Avibhagena Upasampattihi. Now I'll give the general analysis of this sutra. Here Purupakshi has the doubt that he actually has his own logic, and it is the very fact that Veda uses two words, Jivatma and Paramatma, that indicates they are two. The very fact Veda uses Jivatma, Paramatma, two words, indicates they are two. There is Karta and Karma, subject, object, they are all there. And the transitive verb is there, that reveals there are two things. Both are eternal, and they are two separate things, being, and each one is eternal, and therefore there is no question of merger. If Jivatma disappears into Paramatma, eternity of Jivatma will go away. So it is separate, and it is eternal, and it cannot disappear, and it can be close, and it can never be one. It is one reason given by the Purupakshi. And the second reason he gives is based on the Palavakya. In the same mantra later, the Upanishad says, this jnani who has merged into Brahman moves about enjoying life. The mantra says that we just read. The wise Jivatma, this liberated Jivatma, he moves about in Brahman, and that too enjoying everything. Upanishad even says very, very granularly. The Purvapakshi says if the liberated Jivatma should move about in Brahman, it is very clear that Jivatma continues his individuality and has not become one with Brahman. Therefore, Vibhaga has to be accepted. It is not Avibhagena. Vibhaga has to be accepted. And Vyasacharya says no, but it is Avibhagena only. He says that the very central teaching of the Upanishad is Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, as revealed by every Mahavakyam, Tatsumasi, Pragyanam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, all of them. Every Vakyam reveals Jivatma and Paramatma are not two entities, but one Chaitanya Swarupa only. Two Chaitanyams are not possible at all. Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Rahitam. And then how can there be two consciousness? All the Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Vedaha, all that thing we have discussed earlier. How can there be one small consciousness and one big consciousness? Since it is said there is no part and the whole thing is, one thing is all conscious, whole thing is consciousness. So niravayavatvat Chaitanya says. And how can there be Paramatma Chaitanya and Jivatma Chaitanya separately? You are Paramatma and Paramatma is you. Then student says, I have gained this knowledge. I am Brahman and Brahman is me. And as a result of this knowledge, will I merge into Brahman? He asks this question. So the student says, I have understood, I have gained this knowledge, I am Brahman and Brahman is me. And then he says, as a result of this knowledge, will I merge into Brahman? If the student poses this question, the teacher only will be sorry about himself. When teaching is Aikyam, where is the question of merger? It is the Veda Nivritti. We are not talking, there is no Veda at all. It is elimination of the superimposed division. The central teaching, what does it reveal? Even when Shruti gives Jnana Palam in Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.9 that we read, Palam reveals total merger only. Saha Yohavai Tat Param Brahma Vedam Brahmaiva Bhavati. Na, it is even much more emphatic. Brahmaiva Bhavati, Brahma Yo Brahma Vedam, Na Asya Abrahmavitkule Bhavati. That person will not be even born in a family where there all the people in the family will be all Brahmagyanis only. He will be born in such a family. Tarati Shokam, Tarati Papmanam. So all that thing, the Guha Granthi Bhyaham, Vimuktaha, Amrutaha Bhavati. So Brahma Veda, Brahma Eva Bhavati. The knower of Brahman does not go near Brahman, does not even become Brahma. He is Brahma. And again, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, Brahmaiva Sanne, Brahma Peti, in the fourth chapter, fourth section, sixth mantra also says that Brahman has Jivan Mukta and merges us with him. He is Brahman and he becomes one with Brahma. All these things, becoming, all this reaching, attaining, all that thing are all figurative words. Being Brahman merges into Brahman. He being Brahman already merges into Brahman. Also in Katopanishad also, in the second chapter, first section, 15th mantra. Yathodakam shuddhem shuddham asiktam thadrageva bhavati. Evam munehe vijanatam atma bhavati gautama. Here also the example should not be again stretched too much. Water can be poured into water because there is spatial distance. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam thadrageva bhavati. That by that example, water can be poured into water because there is spatial distance. But in the case of Atma, this spatial difference is not there. You cannot pour Atma into Atma. If that is so total, why then Chandogya says that the two merges, Jivatma and Paramatma merges, and Jivatma moves about in Brahman, enjoying, etc. And Shankaracharya says it should be properly interpreted. Now let us see the word analysis of the sutra. Avibhagena drishtatvat. Avibhagena means liberated jiva remains non-separate from Paramatma. Avibhagena. Drishtatvat, because it is revealed in the Shruti. Now let us see the significance of the words. Avibhagena, that means non-separate. And Vyasacharya does not say between what and what. Separateness between what and what. And we have to understand it is between Jivatma and Paramatma, because that is the context here. And why do we say only liberated Jivatma is not separate? Ignorant Jivatma thinks they are separate. There is no actual separation at all. Liberated Jivatma knows they are non-separate. Whereas the ignorant Jivatma only does not know. It is only a question of knowledge, owning up. For example, a child on the lap of the mother thinks of separation in dream. The child is sleeping in the lap of the mother. And in dream, it seems the child thinks that it is separate. The child is frightened of separation. So child dreams on the lap of the mother separated in the dream. It has to wake up to find the truth. It is in the safe hold of the mother. So ignorant people think they are separate. But the wise man knows he is not separate. Drishtatvat. This is seen in the Upanishad. And Jivatma and Paramatma are ever non-separate. And the Purabhakshi argues, if both are non-separate and identical, then why Upanishad talks of liberated soul, liberated Jiva, to move about and sporting and enjoying with many women and all that? Upanishad talks about all that. Before liberation, he had one wife. And after liberation, he has more wives. If somebody translates this mantra, that's how they will interpret. It is disturbing statements. And Shankaracharya says, this should not be taken literally at all. He says, Jnani knows, this is a very deep meaning. He says, Jnani knows I am one with Brahman totally. Therefore, Jnani knows I am the Chaitanyam behind all the Jivas. Therefore, any type of enjoyment enjoyed by any Jiva anywhere. Jnani does not miss that. He thinks it is his own enjoyment. He does not feel separation. And he sees all enjoyment is one, his own. Because the same Chaitanyam is everywhere. Even in all those people. Indra enjoying with all people. Jnani does not say, I miss that. Indra may enjoy with all his people in Indra Loka, but a jnani will not say he misses it. All anandas are included in Brahmananda. So a jnani who has Brahmananda all the time, he will not miss any ananda anywhere. It is not literally, but he enjoys, means all sense pleasures are included in Brahmananda. All pleasures are included in Brahmananda. One should not take it literally in that. The meaning communicated is that there is nothing the jnani feels that he lacks. There is no such thing called sense pleasures. Even during sense pleasure, we only manifest the ananda of Atma. Therefore, jnani has got all the ananda. In Panchadashi, Vidyaranya says, all anandas are Brahmananda only. So don't take it literally. I am one with Brahman is the fact. That is the understanding. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. Brahmadhikaranam. Brahmena Jaiminihi Upanyasadibhyaha. Fifth sutra, fourth pada, fourth chapter, 538 running Brahma Sutra. So the view of Jaimini Rishi is stated in this connection here. Brahmena Jaiminihi. Now let us see a brief introduction to this adhikaranam. This is the third adhikaranam of this pada with three sutras. And the subject matter of this adhikaranam is what? We analyze again the Chandogya Upanishad Mantra 8.12.3. And we established that Jivan Mukta, as a result of this knowledge, merges totally into Atma. A Jivan Mukta, as a result of this knowledge, merges totally into Atma. All these merges and all, we have already explained, so we should not be confused. Paranjyoti means Paramatma. Jivatma merges with Paramatma. What is the question now? What is the Paramatma kept in the mind of the Shruti? When Shruti says, what does it mean by Paramatma? If you study the beginning of the Prakaranam, the teaching starts in chapter 8, 7th section. And this mantra is in the 12th chapter, 12th section. And there, the Upanishad itself defines Paramatma. Ashtaguna Visishta Paramatma is defined there. 8 Visheshanams are given, attributes. And if we see that, 6 features talk about freedom from all types of attributes. Free from old age, free from death, all those things are all mentioned there. It is all descriptions of Paramatma. It is free from all attributes is talked about. 6 of them. And the last 2 attributes are Satya Kamaha, desires never go futile for this jnani, and Satya Sankalpaha, from all these programs are all there that are Satyam. So this belongs to Nirguna Brahman or Maya Sahitam Brahman. They are talking about all attributes. Does it, they all belong to Nirguna Brahman or Maya Sahitam Brahman? Jiva can have Kama and Sankalpa, but not Satya Kama and Satya Sankalpa. Any Jiva can have Kama and Sankalpa, but not Satya Kama, Satya Sankalpa. Our Kamas are not always fulfilled. Satya Kama is fulfilled Kama. It is Maya Sahitam Saguna, all our Kamas. Therefore, in Chandogya Upanishad, the 8th chapter, 12th section, 3rd mantra mentions Jivatma merges into Paramatma. The controversy is Jiva merges with Nirgunam Brahman or Sagunam Brahman. Does the liberated Jiva merges into Nirgunam Brahman or Saguna Ishvara is the question. This is the controversy. And Vyasacharya will present actually 3 opinions. First is Jaimini Aikyam. And Jaimini will say Ishvara Aikyam. And Audulomi, there is another rishi also who is going to talk about the it's a different viewpoint. And he has talked about the different viewpoint also. And he is going to say a given different perspective. And that is what is going to happen. So the view of, say, Jaimini is actually stated in this connection. So here, as I told, the subject matter is Nirguna Vidya Palam or Brahma Prapti Palam. And so Vyasacharya has taken 8.7.1 of Chandogya. And once we talk about total Aikyam with Paramatma, then a doubt will come that in Chandogya itself, Paramatma has been defined in the above mantra that we read today. And there are 8 features of Paramatma have been also defined. I told you, including the Satya Sama, Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpa, all that. So they are all Nirguna Rupa, and the last 2 are Satya Kama and Satya Sankalpa, and it relates to Saguna. So having introduced this, Jivatma Aikyam with Paramatma is mentioned. And now the question is whether Jivatma merges with Nirguna Brahmana or Saguna Brahman, Saguna Ishvara. So if he merges into Saguna Ishvara, naturally Jivan Mukti also, Jivan Mukta also will have all the glories of Ishvara. On the other hand, if he merges with Nirguna Brahman, Videha Mukta will be free from all the attributes. Jivan Muktaha at the time of Videha Mukta is a Sagunam or Nirgunam Brahma. And Vyasacharya presents two opinions in two sutras. So the fifth sutra presents the opinion of Jaimini Rishi that we just now read. And the sixth sutra presents the opinion of Audulomi Rishi, another Rishi. And the third one is Badarayana Siddhanta, his mother. And Jaimini says that Jnani merges with Ishvara only. And Audulomi says he will merge with Brahman. And Vyasa says both are correct. So from Vyasacharya's drishti, Ishvara Aikyam, and Paramarthika drishtiya, Brahma Aikyam. So in the Vyavahara drishti, it is Ishvara Aikyam. Paramarthika drishti, Brahma Aikyam. From Jnani drishti, Brahma Aikyam. And Ajnani drishtiya, Ishvara Aikyam. So from Jnani's angle, Brahman alone is there, since we have negated all the other three. All the three. So from Ajnani angle, it is Ishvara Aikyam, since he does not know Nirguna Brahman at all. This will be Siddhanta. And only one incident point also I will mention. Jaimini's view is what? Jnani attains Ishvara Aikyam is what he says. This can create some doubt. Because sometime back, the Purva Mimamsakas, actually they did not accept Ishvara at all. And the founder of Purva Mimamsa is what? Is Jaimini himself. If Jaimini does not accept Ishvara himself, where is the question of him talking about Ishvara Prapti? So one answer is what? We should remember that he is Vyasacharya's Shishya. Jaimini Rishi is Vyasacharya's Shishya. It would be a disgrace for Vyasa the Guru if he disagrees with him. We say he accepts Ishvara and his Guru do not have any difference. He plays two roles. This I mentioned earlier also. When he wrote the Karmakanda and all that, in Purva Mimamsa, all that, he took a stand. And it is not his philosophy. This is the same thing I said there. He took a stand, but it is not his philosophy. In the same way, he takes Ishvara's stand here to give his opinion. In Bhagavad Gita also, when Arjuna asks, as though he does not know the avatar of Krishna, he raises the question on behalf of all the people. And in this Adhikaranam, Jaimini agrees with Vyasacharya, but temporarily takes a different role. But he is a Pakka Vedantin in is our contention. This is the essence of this Adhikaranam. What is that? Jnani merges with Ishvara. But our answer is both Ishvara and Brahman. Here, Jnani presents his view. Then Jnani merges into Ishvara only and he acquires all attributes and glories which Jaimini calls Brahma Dharma or Ishvara Sambandha. So with Ishvara Dharma, with Aishwarya Guna, Jnani will have all Brahman attributes. For that he gives a lot of reasons. Jaimini gives three reasons. So from the introductory and the later statement of Chandogya, we come to know this. And what are those statements? 8.7.1 of Chandogya, clearly the last two, Satya Kama, Satya Sankalpa, are the attributes of Ishvara. There are Purvapakshi says all that. And the later statements at 8.12.3 of Chandogya, later portion talks about Jnani's glory. Jnani moves about enjoying everything. That is Satya Sankalpatvam. So whatever pleasure he wants, he can instantaneously enjoy. That is what is said there in the Chandogya Mantra. And the third statement occurs in the 7th chapter where Brahma Vidya Phalam is talked about. 7.25.2 of Chandogya. Jnani can move in all the lokas in any form he likes. This is possible for Ishvara alone. Nirguna Brahman cannot move at all. Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha. So, Sarva Loka Kamacharaha. That person, he can travel anywhere. So, from these three statements, Jaimini argues, Jnani becomes Ishvara himself. That is his argument. We will discuss further about this thing and go to this context of the next sutra as an extension from here in the next class. Yo vedadau svaraprakto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya pratilina cheya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्. श्रीकृष्ण.